The Holy Gospel, which will also serve as the sermon text this morning from Matthew chapter 13. That same day, Jesus left the house and was sitting by the sea. A large crowd gathered around him. So he stepped into a boat and sat down while all the people stood on the shore. He told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it. Other seed fell on rocky ground where it did not have much soil. Immediately the seed sprang up because the soil was not deep. But when the sun rose, the seed was scorched. Because it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns. The thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on good ground and produced grain, some 100 times, some 60, and some 30 times more than was sown. Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear." So listen carefully to the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is the seed that was sown along the path. The seed that was sown on rocky ground is the person who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet he is not deeply rooted and does not endure. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed that was sown among the thorns is the one who hears the word, but the worry of this world and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, and it produces no fruit. But the seed that was sown on the good ground is the one who continues to hear and understand the word. Indeed, he continues to produce fruit, some 100, some 60, and some 30 times more than was sown. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise be to you, O Christ.
Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen again to our gospel lesson, Matthew chapter 13. I'll read verse 23 again. "But the seed that was sown on the good ground is the one who continues to hear and understand the word. Indeed, he continues to produce fruit, some 100, some 60, and some 30 times more than was sown." This is the word of our God, and so we pray. Lord, sanctify us in the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, I have a tomato plant at home. It's not part of the main garden, and so it doesn't get the regular watering that it's supposed to get. It's in a pot by the side. Sometimes it grows really well when I look out at it and see, oh no, that one's missing water. It's drooping quite a bit. And so I dump a bunch of water, and the tomato plant loves that. But then I forget about it for about a week, and I come back and see it drooping again, the leaves starting to wilt, and I forgot. You'd think that'd be an easy thing to do, just a daily watering, a lot of water like tomato plants need. But life is busy, and I get distracted with all kinds of different things and forget to water that plant. That's what our lives are like, too, the life of the Christian. We get really excited and get filled up with the Savior's words, but then we get distracted or discouraged, and then we start to droop. Jesus spoke about the heart of his hearers as well in this way. And let's listen today as we're encouraged to see the rich harvest that God desires to reap in the lives of his listeners. And as we do, we'll see the life lived, the fruitful life lived for you. And then we'll be inspired to live that continual life of listening and bearing that fruit as we live our life for him. Our text begins on that same day. It was another typical day for Jesus as he left the house where he was. He spent much of the day healing, much of the day teaching, and on one occasion he drove out an evil spirit. And yet as he did all of these works and taught all of these things, there was a mixture of receptions that he had from the words that he was teaching. When he drove out the demon, they accused him of being in line with the devil. Even as he spoke to those who were crowded around him, his family was outside, perhaps desiring to stop him from teaching what he was teaching because he wasn't popular. Sad to see the reception of so many as he taught and as he performed amazing miracles. And so as he considered all of these people who were here to hear him, he got into a boat and had the people sit down, and he began to and he sat down in the boat as the people stood on the shore, and he began to teach. It's interesting, as he teaches this parable here in Matthew chapter 13, to note that each of the different types of people described in the parable includes hearing. Think about that. Jesus was teaching at that time, on that day, and he's describing all of those people who are hearing. He wasn't describing the people who weren't there. He wasn't describing people who didn't have time to listen. No, he's describing the very people who were encountering his word, who were listening. Some of them, he says, would be unbelievers, faith snatched from the heart. Some would be choked out by the troubles of life. Some will be distracted by the blessings in this life. That's the way that we are, too, when we encounter God's word. We're not talking about people who didn't get up this morning to hear the word of God. We're not talking about people who didn't come through those church doors or tune in to hear this message. We're talking about people who are hearing, who are listening in every case. Hearing the word of God and encountering it, even right now. And what is more, each of these reactions to the hearing of the word of God is common to each one of us throughout our lives at various stages and times and places. What a sobering thought that is, that I, in whom the word of God takes root to produce faith, that I could lose that faith, that it could be snatched away by Satan, or I, in whom there is great joy now as I hear God's word, could be choked out by life's troubles. And we've seen that. We've seen that in the lives of people who have heard, who have encountered that word of God. It's a familiar response. I used to be a Christian. I used to worship God, but I don't believe in a God who would allow that kind of suffering to come to someone that I know, someone that I love. And yet God has done nothing but love you and save you from your sins. And yet when trouble and hardship come, we blame God. It's not God's fault. And sadly, the faith of many is choked out by these troubles in life as people fall away. Has that happened to you at times? Are you prevented from continuing to listen and understand the word of God because of troubles that have come up in your life? Are you tempted to blame God for them so that the joy of the gospel is lost to you? And oh, there's other things that we encounter in this life too. The pleasures of life. Such blessings that God gives to us in this world. Such happiness and such joy in things, in experiences. But have they choked out the fruit of service to God in your life? Do you spend so much time and energy and money to devote to these things, these experiences, that you have nothing left to give to your Savior in time or energy or money? Is there no more room for Jesus in your heart because that heart has been crowded with a love for so many other things, even in many cases good things, blessings from God, but surely not better or more blessed than your Savior? Nevertheless, choked out is our faith because of these things. Yes, all of these soils are fruitless, wilting, carried off by Satan's tricks and lies. All of these soils can describe my heart at times. They describe my reception of the word of God when I encounter it. I do not continue to hear. I do not continue to understand. And if I don't, when I don't, I am snatched away. I am wilted, choked off, and I become fruitless. How could I ever enter the kingdom of God? Well, God has a rich harvest to reap in your life. And he does it not by how you receive that word of God. He does it by the one who did it perfectly for you. Jesus' hearing and understanding of the word of God produced a more abundant fruit than could ever be produced by anyone else. It produced a rich fruit of eternal life. And not just for one, but for many, in fact, for all. His perfect hearing and understanding fulfilled what was lacking from all of our half-hearted listening, from all of our misunderstanding, and his blessed sacrifice snatched away not the word of God from our hearts, but it snatched away all of the distractions and all of the things that choked out that word in our lives, all of the sins that made us wither because of our lack of root or connection to that word. Friend, today you are here to again hear and understand Jesus' amazing work for you, so that you can be filled with fruit of overflowing joy and gratitude for his salvation won for you. Do you hear these words to you? Jesus has forgiven all of your sins this day. Do you understand what that means for you? The doors of the kingdom of heaven are flung open to you, and nothing stands in the way of your entrance into that blessed eternity of heaven. This is God's message for you again today, which you have come to hear and understand. Do not be distracted by thoughts of self-righteousness, which choke out the righteousness that Jesus has won for you perfectly in his life. Don't be discouraged by your doubts and failures, which scorch your faith and try to make it wilt and fall away. Don't be belied by the devil, who tries to snatch away this incredible gift that God has won for us in Jesus Christ, as he sows that seed of his work for us to produce a fruit in your life. That is your fruit. That is your gift from Jesus. A life lived perfectly for you. The continuous action urged by the Christian in this text jumps out at us as we see Jesus teach this parable. In verse 23, the productive Christian is the one, as Jesus says, concluding the explanation of the parable, the one who continues to hear and understand the word. And again, he says, he continues to produce fruit. You notice the difference. It's not the hearing, nor even in every case the understanding, that is the difference between one type of soil and another. Every type of soil, every type of person heard the word, as we said. Everyone. And two of the other types even understood it for a time. At least that joy that was expressed in receiving the word as it sprang up quickly, it produced that fruit of joy. But the difference is that such hearing, such understanding, such fruitfulness did not continue. It ceased. It was cut off, if it was ever there at all. By this we are warned. We should not say to ourselves, well, I've built up for myself a store of righteousness. I don't need to produce fruit anymore. Or, I've developed a pretty deep root in the Word of God, so I can rest on my understanding as it is now. No, those thorns of life continue to grow all around us and even within us. And the evil one is always eager to snatch away not only what has been sown, but even the very fruit that has been produced. Trouble and persecution come at various times in our lives, which change our attitude, which change our impression of God and his word to us. And so we must continue Look how many times Jesus urges, implores, listen, hear, listen, he says. Even in the parable itself, it repeats this action again and again, hearing, listening, receiving. So at the end of the parable, Jesus drives the point mightily home for us when he says, the seed that was sown on the good ground is the one who continues to hear and understand the word. Do you hear in that the plea from Jesus? Do you understand what he is saying? This is the continual life for the believer. Indeed, he continues to produce fruit, some 100, some 60, and some 30 times more than was sown. We continue to be fruitful in producing what God desires in our lives. Who can inspire that in us? Who can make us so fruitful, so continually productive? God alone is the one who can make that produce in our lives. He is the one who brings forth the growth. He is the one who produces the harvest. Consider again those words of the prophet Isaiah. It will accomplish whatever I please, God says. And Paul repeats the point in his epistle when he says, it is God who causes the growth. Listen to that word of the Lord. Listen and listen and continue to listen to see how God produces that fruit in your life. Yes, as our soil, the soil of our heart, is broken up and softened, broken apart by that law of God which convicts us in our failure to listen and to understand, but then warms that heart with the wonderful news that our Savior Jesus has perfectly done what we have so many times failed to do, and then has given us that rich fruit of heaven. That is God producing in our hearts, continuing to produce that fruit that he desires. And so we pray for that word of God to produce that fruit in our lives. We ask the Lord of the harvest for the fruit, the plentiful harvest of fruit in our lives, recognizing that he is the grower, he is the producer, not you. As you continue to listen and continue to understand, he is the one who continues to make you fruitful in your life. Call upon him for that fruit in you as you continue that fruitful life for him who gave his life for you. And then rejoice to see that today is another blessing from God, because today is a day that God has fed us. He has watered us again today. He has continued to let us hear and continued to allow us to understand. We've heard God's word of forgiveness received in this message. We will again hear that word of God proclaimed and received even through bread and wine, through body and blood, as God says to you again, I forgive you your sins. How rich a harvest that is for us today, as we continue to hear and to understand. And what another blessing for us today. Keegan, a baby boy, washed with the cleansing waters in baptism, washed and made new, a child of God, a hearer, one in whom God has produced a fruit of faith, a recipient of his grace. Today is a good day, a day rich with blessing, rich with the harvest of faith in the heart and fruitfulness in life. Friends, let's continue that, not just today. Let's continue to do that tomorrow. Let it be rich in your life again tomorrow, and the next day as well, until we meet you back here again next week to hear and understand this wonderful word of God. And God bless us to that end in Christ our Savior, who reaps a rich harvest in us, in the lives of his listeners. Amen. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Savior. Amen.